Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In this solemnity of St. Joseph, we read St. Matthew's account of the birth of Christ. Matthew highlights the parallels between Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, and Joseph the patriarch, whose story is told in the book of Genesis. They are both led by God through dreams, and both experience hardship. They end up in Egypt after suffering injustice in different ways. And they both find themselves in great perplexity about the future. They gradually learn what they have to do, but the entire roadmap wasn't given them in advance. Why does God ask Joseph and us to go through life without quite knowing what will happen? One reason is that God wanted to know how Joseph would act in challenging moments. It was a test of his character. Joseph felt betrayed by Mary. But even in that predicament, his response was so noble, so self-sacrificial. He decided to leave her quietly. It would look as if it had been his fault, saving Mary's reputation as much as possible. God knew that going through hardship would bring out all the potential for goodness that Joseph had. Not that God didn't know it, but rather God wanted Joseph himself to know that he was capable of such goodness, especially under difficult circumstances. If we only had the experience of being good in good times, the suspicion could arise in us that, in the end, we just behave because we seek our comfort and best interest. But keeping at it when we go through the cross brings home to us that we're not doing the right things out of selfish reasons. And mark this detail. Because Joseph was faithful to the light that he had at the time and acted on it, God rewarded his fidelity and gave him the assurance he needed. This is an important spiritual law. By being faithful to the light we have at any given time, we know that God will give us the clarity we need for future steps. But we need to start moving, taking the steps that we're able to take with the light that we have. So does this passage resonate with events in your own life? Have you seen spiritual growth take place through times of uncertainty, not having the whole roadmap in your hands? Have you seen how the fidelity to the light you have at a given time is rewarded by God's confirmation later on?